Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The third baseman, George Brett. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 1. Orioles, 1. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gritch covering, for the out. Healy moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Brett reaches second base with a double. Healy scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Healy for a passed ball. Baylor moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Potek moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dal Canton, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dal Canton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Boog Powell. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Cabell moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Frank Baker pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 4, Orioles, 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.